In the day's other headlines, the Kremlin accused Ukraine of striking more targets inside Russia, including oil facilities and a border town. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region reported cross-border shelling. To the south, officials in Krasnodar said drone attacks hit two refineries. Social media footage showed a huge fire at one of the refineries lighting up the sky. Ukraine did not confirm or deny any involvement in the attack. The U.S. and South Korea today condemned North Korea's attempt to launch its first spy satellite. The North admitted the launch failed but vowed to try again. South Korea's military said it located wreckage after the missile plunged into the sea. Official photos showed a white metal cylinder described as part of the rocket. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warned the launch is a threat regardless of the outcome.
With each and every one of these launches, whether it fails or succeeds, Kim Jong-un and his scientists and engineers, they learn and they improve and they adapt and they continue to develop military capabilities that are a threat not only on the peninsula but to the region.
In South Korea, the launch triggered air raid sirens and an evacuation alert in Seoul. Officials said later the alert was sent in error. Sudan's army is suspending peace talks with a paramilitary force it's been battling for 6 weeks. The military accused the rival group today of repeatedly violating ceasefires. The conflict has killed hundreds of people and forced 1.6 million people from their homes. Back in this country, jury selection began today in Florida for a former sheriff's deputy in the Parkland school shootings of 2018. Scott Peterson reached a classroom building just after gunfire erupted, but he never went inside. He's charged with felony child neglect. In a six-minute assault, a teenage gunman killed 14 students and three staff members at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The gunman is now serving life in prison. And on Wall Street, nagging worries about the global economy and inflation pushed stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 134 points to close at 32,908. The Nasdaq fell 82 points. The S&P 500 slipped 25. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new anti-gay law in Uganda that threatens the death penalty sparks international outcry. Judy Woodruff examines tested strategies to bridge America's partisan divide. And a brief but spectacular take on transforming the foster care system.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.